One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's a feeling some homes carry. It's not something you can see, not something you can touch, but you feel it in the quiet moments when shadows linger just a little too long or the air grows still without explanation. For one family in a small Nebraska town, that feeling wasn't just unease, it was a warning. Tonight, we explore the story of Jess, a young woman whose life took a dark turn after the sudden death of her father, a devout minister, and the unraveling of her family in the years that followed. When Jess and her friend began noticing strange occurrences in their new home, they chalked it up to grief or stress at first. But as time went on, the events escalated, leaving them questioning whether they were being watched, protected, or preyed upon by something far more sinister. This story isn't just about flickering lights or disembodied whispers. It's about the thin line between memory and malevolence and the unshakable question of whether the past can truly stay buried. What happens when a presence, once thought to be comforting, begins to show its darker side? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, to understand my story, you first have to know a little about this family. My best friend Jess was raised in a devout Pentecostal Christian home in a small Nebraska town. Her father Tim was a minister and her mother a Sunday school teacher. They lived by the teachings of their faith and their home was filled with love, routine, and discipline. But everything changed one cold winter evening in 1997. Jess's parents were on their way to church when a terrible car accident claimed her father's life and left her mother injured. The family never recovered. Her mother drifted away from the church, abandoning the faith that had once been their foundation. She turned to drinking, partying, and what she described as living for herself. Jesse's siblings, older and ready to escape the chaos, moved out within months. It left Jess, just a teenager at the time, alone with her grieving, unpredictable mother. In an effort to start fresh, her mother sold their old family home and built a new one across town on a wooded plot of land. The house was modern and spacious, with large windows that overlooked the surrounding trees. At first glance, it seemed like a beautiful retreat, but to me, something about that house always felt off. The first time I visited, I couldn't shake the sense that I was being watched. The house was quiet, almost unnaturally so. The stillness wasn't comforting. It was heavy, almost suffocating. I brushed it off as nerves. After all, it was just a house. But every time I went back, that feeling only grew stronger. It wasn't long before Jess started sharing her own uneasy experiences. She'd hear faint whispers late at night, though no one was there. Doors would creak open on their own, and lights would flicker at odd intervals. She joked that the house had a mind of its own, but I could see the worry in her eyes. She wasn't sleeping well, and she admitted she sometimes felt like she wasn't alone, even when the house was empty. One summer afternoon, I was waiting for Jess at her house. It was just me on the main floor with the kitchen opening into the living room. The two-sided electric fireplace was off. It was mid-July, far too hot for it to be running. I wandered into the kitchen, distracted, when suddenly the fireplace turned on by itself. I froze. I knew the switch was on the living room side and no one else was in the house. My first thought was a faulty circuit, but before I could convince myself, I felt it. Something, someone was standing behind me. The air shifted, colder, heavier. When I turned to shut off the fireplace, I reached for the switch but couldn't move my arm. It was as if an invisible hand held me still, pressing my arm tightly to my side. Then I felt it. A breeze, impossibly cold, brushing against my neck, and in that moment, I heard the faintest voice. It wasn't spoken aloud, but inside my mind. It wasn't a scream or a whisper, but a calm, urgent command. Get Jess. Get out. I don't know how I found my voice, but I screamed for Jess. She came running, startled, and before I could explain, I grabbed her hand and pulled her toward the door. We didn't stop until we were outside, standing in the blazing summer heat. My chest heaved as I tried to explain what had happened, expecting her to laugh or call me crazy. But she didn't. Instead, she looked at me, her face pale. "I've been seeing him," she whispered. I blinked. "Seeing who?" "My dad," she said, her voice trembling. "I see him all the time, in the house. Sometimes he just stands there. Other times it's like he's trying to tell me something, but not every time feels good." We stood in silence, the weight of her words hanging between us. I suggested we pray, and we did, right there on the lawn. For the next few months, life seemed to settle down. The fireplace stayed off, the whispers faded, and Jess and I convinced ourselves it was just a strange coincidence, an overactive imagination. It was 6 months after that summer day when I found myself alone in Jess's house again. Her mother was out of town and Jess's car was in the shop, so I'd driven her to work. After dropping her off, I realized I had left my phone at her house. I headed back, figuring it would be a quick in-and-out trip. The house felt different that day, heavier, darker. It was early afternoon, and sunlight streamed through the tall windows, but it didn't feel warm. As soon as I stepped inside, I felt it again, that unsettling sensation of being watched. I walked into the kitchen, where I was sure I had left my phone on the counter. It wasn't there. Frustrated, I called it, using the home phone. I heard the faint sound of it, ringing, muffled, coming from her mother's bedroom down the hall. My steps were slow as I moved through the living room toward the closed door of her mother's room. With every step, the air felt thicker, like walking through water. The moment I reached for the doorknob, the electric fireplace in the living room roared to life. I froze, heart pounding, and turned back toward the fireplace. The flames flickered, impossibly bright, as a wave of heat hit my back. But when I turned back toward the bedroom, the air around me grew cold again. The doorknob was icy under my hand. When I opened the door, I saw him. Standing just inside the doorway was Jess's father, or something that looked like him. His face was pale, his features gaunt, but his eyes were wrong. They weren't the kind, warm eyes I'd seen in old photographs. They were dark, void-like, and filled with something I can only describe as hatred. He smiled at me, but it wasn't a smile of kindness. It was cruel, predatory. My body screamed to run, but I couldn't move. He stepped back, as if inviting me into the room. I felt an overwhelming sense of dread, as though crossing that threshold would mean stepping into something I wouldn't come back from. Then I realized this wasn't him. It wasn't Tim. This was something else entirely, wearing his face like a mask. I whispered a prayer under my breath, hoping it would give me the strength to move. The figure's smile faded, replaced by a look of fury. The room around me erupted in chaos. The bed shook violently, books flew off the shelves, and the lights flickered wildly. The figure started moving toward me, its eyes fixed on mine. Every instinct screamed at me to look away, but I didn't. I locked eyes with it and forced the words out. You are not Tim. You are evil, and you will leave this house. You will leave this family alone. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. The figure stopped in its tracks, its face twisting into a grotesque snarl. The chaos in the room grew louder, more violent, as if the house itself was fighting against my words. But I didn't stop. I kept praying louder and louder until the air around me seemed to crack. And then, just as quickly as it began, it was over. The room fell silent. The lights steadied, the bed stilled, and the figure was gone. The air felt lighter, as though a weight had been lifted. My phone was suddenly back on the kitchen counter, exactly where I had left it. I ran out of that house and didn't look back. Jess and I talked about it later that night. She admitted she had seen the same thing, the same figure, wearing her father's face. We agreed that whatever it wasn't him. It was something darker, something trying to tear her family apart. It's been 7 years since that day. While the major disturbances have stopped, Jess still reports the occasional odd event. Doors flying open, lights flickering, and shadows moving where they shouldn't be. But nothing has ever matched the terror of that summer afternoon. I believe her father was trying to protect her from beyond, warning her of something evil in that house. Whether we banished it or merely drove it deeper into hiding, I don't know. What I do know is this. Not everything that looks familiar can be trusted. Signed, a friend who will never forget. When we think of the paranormal, we often focus on the fear, the shadows that creep, the whispers in the night, the sensation of being watched. But this story reminds us that the true terror lies in the deception. Something wore the face of Jess's father, not to comfort or protect, but to manipulate and harm. It's a chilling reminder that not everything familiar is safe. Psychologically, one might argue that Jess and her friend were grappling with grief, and their experiences were projections of unresolved trauma. The mind, under stress, is capable of creating vivid illusions, linking sounds, lights, and sensations to memories of loss. But that explanation only goes so far. The intensity of their shared experiences, the physical manifestations, the destructive chaos, raises questions that science can't easily answer. From a paranormal perspective, this story fits the profile of a malevolent entity, often described as feeding on despair and discord. Could the father's untimely death have opened a door, allowing something dark to enter the family's lives? Or was the house itself a beacon for something sinister, waiting to prey on the vulnerable? There's also a deeper layer to this story, the power of faith. Whatever Jess and her friend encountered, it retreated when confronted with prayer and conviction. Was it the strength of their belief, or was the entity truly banished by something beyond human understanding? What lingers most is the question of intent. If Jess's father was watching from beyond, was he trying to warn them all along? And if so, what does that say about the forces at play in our lives? Forces that might protect us or exploit us, depending on the strength of our resolve? This story leaves us with a powerful lesson. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, and sometimes the only way to fight darkness is to bring light into it. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient.
like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.